Sweet 98.5's Spicoli and Meg Mornings. We are joined right now by Drew Lynch. Thank you so much for being with us, Drew. Seriously, like big fan.
You're bringing the Short King Tour to the Astro in La Vista on Thursday, March 7th. Tickets available now at drewlynch.com. For people who may not know, give a brief rundown of your claim to fame when you were on AGT.
Which I still think you should have won that season and not come in second, by the way.
Thank you very much. I moved out to Los Angeles for acting when I was 20 years old. And in my first year out here, I had some momentum as far as doing some things for Disney and for CBS. And then I had a freak softball accident where, you know, I went to sleep on a concussion from a TBI and messed with my motor skills and my speech quite a bit. So I stuttered for a really long time. Sometimes I still have issues with stuttering, but it's because I couldn't act or do anything on that front. My representation didn't want to represent me anymore. And so I had to turn to doing stand-up as a nice outlet to try and, you know, make some self-deprecating jokes about the situation. And just, it was an excellent outlet for me and necessary for me at the time, just because it was such a freak thing that at the time was so devastating.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, like, I don't think a lot of people really knew, you know, unless they really followed your podcast and your Instagram page, your YouTube page. I mean, you have millions of followers now, but like, I think most people just assume you were born with it. And it's like, no, I got hit in the throat with a softball. Like, that's absolutely crazy to have that happen so late in life. And like you said, but you made lemonade out of some pretty crappy lemons, dude, for sure.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. And then shortly after that, I ended up doing America's Got Talent. I had no idea that it was going to go how it did. You know, I just kind of kept showing up every week. And, you know, I guess through the support of everybody all over the country, it was really nice to be able to make it all the way to the end. So that was really cool.
We're talking to comedian Drew Lynch on Spicoli and McMornings on Sweet 98.5. Now you're a little over a month into your current tour. So how's that been going?
It's been absolutely the best in that I have not gone to the Midwest and really just been humbled by the weather. You know, I just got back from Minnesota and I was training my body to just withstand La Vista. Well, honestly, how is it right there right now? Is it fine?
It's Nebraska, so we could get four seasons in 1 week, unfortunately. It could snow when you're here.
Oh, no.
We don't want to put that out there, though.
Right. Don't put that in the atmosphere. Where are you from, originally?
I'm from Indianapolis. I know how it can go. I grew up in Vegas for some time, and then now I live out in Los Angeles. So I cover my body in avocado toast now, and that's what I use for my bougie jacket of layer of protection.
You grew up in Vegas? Like, where do your parents send you? Like the strip?
Where do you go to school at the MGM?
Yeah, man, I had to strip for my education. It was tough.
Doesn't come free, kids.
Golly.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. It was a tough childhood.
We're talking to comedian Drew Lynch on Spicoli and McMornings on Sweet 98.5. You've visited, obviously, a ton of great places. You've lived quite a few interesting places. Any cities on your current tour that you're particularly excited to visit?
Well, I'm excited about this whole La Vista is not Omaha narrative. That's my favorite one so far. Someone told me that La Vista is like, it's like a suburb pretty much of Omaha.
Yes, and that's exactly... So I live in La Vista, Drew, and so... Astro is like a stone's throw from my house.
Aristocrat.
Right.
Oh my God.
La Vista. I'm going to start using that, La Vistocrat. But no, it is basically a suburb of Omaha. If you drive like two blocks up the street, you're in Omaha. Like, it's just like that. It's so, we always say, like, I always say I'm from Omaha, even though I live in La Vista. It's that kind of deal. You get it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, I always love coming back there because I don't drink and I offend quite a lot of people by saying that. So that's the best about the Midwest.
No. You don't know.
We like to drink.
After Omaha shows, they're always like, have a drink. And I'm like, I'm okay. And they're like, you should drink. And I'm like, it's all right. And they're like, well, something's wrong if you don't drink. So, and I've offended a lot of people.
We don't pass judgments in that way.
Last time you were here was Funny Bone, right?
No, I was at the waiting room. That's it.
It was the waiting room. That's okay, right. Yeah. Gosh, that's been several years since you've been here then.
Yeah. It's bizarre because every time I go to Omaha, there's this family that comes to see me. That sounds weird. That sounds, I don't know, that sounds culty. I don't know why I said that.
There's this family. That sounds culty. The family.
It's the Lynch mob.
Yeah. It's my family. They want to, I was estranged. They want, there's this family that comes to see me And there, a few years ago, when I first went to Omaha, at the waiting room, there was this girl. They advertised it as like an all ages show, mm-hmm. and so she's like, I think like 6 or 7 or so.
No.
And I didn't know prior to, you know, I'm not by any means vulgar or anything, but I didn't know that it was going to be 6 or 7, you know. So I ended up talking with like her parents during the show and just being like, listen, this is what's going to happen. Let's negotiate the terms of what this show is. I don't want you to think like, you know, I don't want to get billed for her therapy later in life. And so they were like, no, she's totally cool. She's fine with it. And so I did the show. And then afterwards, I was like, is everything, you know, everything all right? And she's like, no, she loved it. And so that was a few years ago. And since then, like every time she keeps coming back to the show. And so she might follow me long enough to actually be of age to listen to my comedy. But it's crazy how nice her parents are, just being like, listen, like, you know, we're chill. And like I said, I'm not by any means vulgar, but I'm not squeaky clean. So, you know, it's one of those things that is just so Midwest. Just be like, no, you're coming with us. No, you're coming with us, and you're gonna chip in for the bill as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah, your comedy transcends generations, Drew.
Yeah, her parents are probably drunk. They're like, come on,
Drew,
you gotta get drunk to watch this show.
Yeah, they need a designated driver.
She's 6 and designated driver.
Yeah, she knows. They got extenders for the pedals for her.
She's actually like, I know how to call Uber. I can do this.
So, Drew, you have been doing the Did I Stutter podcast for, gosh, how many years now?
It's been a few years. It got a little bit like peeking into the void during the pandemic because, you know, I think we were all finding ourselves during the pandemic.
When we weren't
around people and we're like, no, I do body art and I paint canvases. You're like, all right, we gotta stop. You do, like, people like really explore themselves a little too far. They're like, no, I make wooden mallards. And you're like, all right, you were a comic like 2 days ago. So for the podcast, I mean, you know, I really kind of enjoy getting to do it because it is just a free form sort of stream of conscious type podcast. I always end up talking about the city I just visited. Mm-hmm. I give out bad advice. I talk about my wife. It's really cool. And it's cool to see it grow because you really just, at the time that I started it, I was like, I have no idea who's listening to it. And I don't really know why, but I'm happy that it's a go. And I don't know why. I wouldn't recommend it, but go ahead.
We're talking to comedian Drew Lynch on Spicoli and McMornings on Sweet 98.5. I always look forward to when you post those clips on your Instagram page, when they always come up on my feed, either from your podcast or from like your latest stand-up. Like, it's usually always one of the first thing that pops up on my Instagram feed, and it's just like for years, and it's just always made me smile. I think it's so great.
That's so nice. That's so nice, Megan. You're the only one. I can definitely get your comment. I get your comment every time. Megan's like, still here. I'm like, all right, can we get this lady out of here, please?
She's part of the Lynch family. There's no
That's
way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. She, yeah,
I'm the 6-year-old.
Yeah. She's the La Chris. What is she? The Lavistocrat?
La Vistocrat over here.
The Lavistocrat.
I love that very, very much. Okay, can we play lightning round with you for a hot second?
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, one thing people would be surprised to know about you.
It's always how short I am. Like, I tell people, the tour is called Short King Tour, and people are like, hey, like, they see me, and they're like, wow, you're short. I'm like, I advertised it. I don't know what to tell you. I did not. I let you know out the gate. All right, sorry.
We're talking to Drew Lynch on Spicoli and McMornings on Sweet 98.5. If you could have dinner with any three comedians, dead or alive, who would it be?
I'm not going to eat dinner with some dead comics. That's upsetting. And we're not going to, no one's going to cover them. I'm going to have to pay for the bill. I know it. It's just me and three cadavers. Here's my answer. I'm going to say Robin Williams, and I think I'm going to leave it at that just because I feel like that's already going to feel like three different people. So.
That's fair.
That's
there was
so
a lot
true.
Of lot of personalities in one man right there.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I think you know. I'll say Robin Williams, Adam Sandler, and I don't know, the Tiger King. He seems fun.
Tiger King.
Speaking of the pandemic, someone who all of us got into in 2020.
Yeah, he got us through it.
Absolutely, he did. He got us through it with a lot of trash and deliciousness all at the same time. What is your favorite joke, either one of yours or from another comedian?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that would be wild if I was just like, anyway, my favorite joke is mine. And it is so tough to pick out of all the symphonies I've written.
the symphonies I've written.
All of all my opuses.
This isn't going to gloss over too well, but I genuinely, I think Jim Jeffries' joke about gun control, I think regardless of how you feel about politically or whatever, I just love all the points that he makes about it. And I'm not even somebody that's very political. I just think he takes such a controversial topic and has such a unique take on it. So, you know, there's just so many of Bo's jokes I like and Louis, but whenever I reference a joke, like I really think about how Jim Jeffries is just kind of able to dissect a whole thing like that.
Well, he's hilarious, and so are you. So.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Drew, so much for the time. Short King tour at the Astro in La Vista on Thursday, March 7th. Tickets available now at drewlynch.com. Thank you so much,
thank
man.
You,
We're really
Drew.
Looking forward to the show.
Thank you guys so much. Glad to coin La Vista Crats. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man. That's comedian Drew Lynch. If you missed any of it, you can check it out right now over at sweet985.com.